You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, it's good morning once again and welcome back to the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio. We are talking about prayer. Yes, we're definitely talking about prayer. We're saying to ourselves, what is it that we, how should one be praying? How should I pray? How should I pray? And why is it important how one prays? Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference? That's a very important question. And we have been looking at some quite key and important lessons about prayer. And the one thing that we discovered is that we need to have the right mindset when we get into prayer. Prayer is not a magic wand, but prayer is talking to God and getting to a point where you and I get to a point where we understand why we're praying. We don't pray because God is, what can I call it? God is not an ATM machine, but God is somebody that we've got to have a relationship with. And so prayer allows us to have that relationship with the Lord. Now, we're getting into our next segment, and we'll be getting into conversation with Dr. Vusi Mema, who will be talking to us about herbs, natural healing, naturopathy. What is it? Does it work? I mean, can we still use herbs in this day and age? Well, let's join me as I talk to Dr. Mema. I called him earlier in the week, and this is the conversation that we had. This is a recorded interview. It's a good morning to you.
All right. So let me just confirm everything before we start. You are Dr. Vusi Mema, doctor of naturopath.
Yes.
All right.
Doctor of naturopath. But you can just say doctor of naturopath in original medicine.
In original medicine.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
what does that mean, doctor?
Original medicine in the sense that it's like a God-based medicine. God-based medicine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
All yeah, right. It's more like a creation medicine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In, so we say in original.
Yes, in original medicine.
All right.
Doctor of naturopath in original medicine.
Okay.
And a director and founder of Arise and Shine Lifestyle.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to count down, then we'll start the conversation. All right, in 3, 2, 1. Well, it's a good morning and welcome to the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. I'm your host, Tamsana Ogachuma. And as always, we are here to inspire and equip you with knowledge that will help you live your best life, both physically and spiritually. And so today we're diving into a topic that sits right at the heart of holistic wellness, naturopath, and the important connection between health and spirituality. You see, many of us focus on physical health in isolation, but true wellness goes beyond just looking at diet and exercises. It involves deep understanding that our bodies and spirits are interconnected. And so as we discuss this, I'm reminded of a statement from the book, The Health Message, written by Ellen White, where she says, "The body is the only medium through which the mind and the soul are developed for the upbuilding of character." And so joining us today is someone who knows well about the integration, and we're privileged to have on the line a specialist in naturopath and original medicine, Dr. Vusi Mema, the founder of Arise and Shine Lifestyle. Good morning to you, Doctor, and welcome to the Valley of Praise.
Good morning, Tamsanga, and good morning to your viewers as well.
Thank you very much. Doctor, before we dive into, discussing what we're talking about, maybe you can just start by telling our listeners a bit about your background and what inspired you to specialize in naturopath, and perhaps share how your journey has deepened your understanding of the connection between health and spirituality?
I must say that, Tamsang, firstly, I never started as a naturopath in the first place.
All
I
right,
think
okay.
God took me through a long route. Maybe I would say, maybe like Saul, I was caught in the on my way to Damascus. Because I started from sciences. I've got a
Okay.
degree in chemistry.
Okay.
Then I moved from chemistry to chemical engineering. And then I served as a chemical engineer for solutions to health. So it was a discussion between myself and my wife, and then God had to really lead us to this. But what inspired it was the fact that the knowledge is there, but people don't seem to really know the benefits as to what can reap from using the knowledge that is easily that is made available before us. So, and then looking at the sufferings of the people, and even myself, I have witnessed my dad suffering from things like diabetes, heart issues. I saw a lot of my family members that were suffering from blood pressure, diabetes, and these things. When I look at them, I'm like, we have solutions to these things. As a church, even why
Yes.
should we continue to suffer? And by then, I thought, no, maybe one should really look closer into this and how we can benefit from it, not just myself, but also maybe promote it amongst other people as well to make them realize that we have the solutions in front of us. So that's basically what inspired myself and my family. As a result, the entire family, we just took the message, and that's what we are living in the house. And we are living it not for ourselves, but to inspire others so that they can see it through us that it does work. Yes. Yes.
And now that I think of it, Dr. Mem, I've seen you do a presentation, I think somewhere in Pretoria Eastern Suburb some years ago. And now that you mention it, it ticks in my mind. And maybe for starters, what's naturopathy? Because initially, my research was around herbal treatment. My question was, do herbs still work? I grew up in an environment where herbs were very prevalent. And so, as I was researching about herbs, I came across your name and I came across the abbreviation that says Doctor of Naturopath. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah. Well, naturopath is not a very common field, even here in South Africa. I remember the last time I wanted to check how many naturopaths do we have in South Africa, and I could count up to 1,000 of them in the whole country. Yeah, so it's not a very common field. You could find other areas like homeopaths, phytotherapists, and others that there's quite a number of them that you will find. But when you talk about naturopath, it's not very common. I think what makes naturopath very distinct from all other fields like homeopaths and others, what happens is that naturopath, you will find that it's more of a combination of all.
All
That's
right.
what naturopath is. I remember when I was still at varsity, I was doing a karate, a style that was called Kyokushin Shogakukai Kaigen.
Well,
I was doing that kind of a karate style. So
I
when we
will not
asked
try and
you,
repeat that.
so one of the things that was making the style very unique was that it was a combination of all the styles. It was a combination of kung fu, a combination of jodokun, and all those other styles that are there in karate. So naturopath is more like that kind of approach, because naturopath, it looks at natural remedies, it looks at lifestyle itself. It looks at nutrition, it looks at herbal remedies, it looks at the New Start, as we know, the New Start. So it's a holistic approach. It's very holistic in its approach. It does not focus on one area. So for example, if I'm giving you a remedy, there is no way that I will just give you a remedy without recommending a lifestyle that you must follow.
Okay.
Or recommending a diet that you must follow. So it's very holistic. It does not put all its trust on the herbs and remedies and all that. But it says, look at what you can benefit from the sun. Look at what you can benefit from sleep. Look at what you can benefit from exercise and all such things. So it's a combination of all. So that's what naturopath basically is.
But how then, because does it differ from conventional medicine? Because to me, it almost sounds the same. The only difference is that, and maybe we'll dive deeper into it, you focus on the natural remedies. So what's the difference between the conventional?
You know, actually, that's a very good question, Tamsanga, because naturopath, it's different from allopathic medicine in the sense that it does not use drugs like allopathic medicine will use. However, we do take advantage of all other methods that naturopathic medicine would use. For example, diagnostic tests that are used by allopathic medicine, blood tests, and all other things over and above that naturopath by itself does, because there are some unique tests that are done only within the field of naturopathy. So, for example, if people come to Arise and Shine Lifestyle, for example, the first question is, have you been to a doctor or to a hospital? Have you done any blood tests? Have you done this and that? So we are able also to use that as our basis for the progress of treatment.
So we
do also somewhere, but we don't use drugs like allopathic medicine would do. That's the difference. But we do really benefit from other methods that are used by allopathic medicine. Yeah. And also, naturopaths, they don't deal with emergency situations that allopathic medicine will deal with. For example, if someone is in an accident and a leg is broken or there's a cut and all that stuff, as a naturopath, you will not be able to deal with that situation. Then there we will always refer to a medical doctor to attend to such. But long-term situations like diabetes, blood pressure, lifestyle-related issues, those are the issues we specialize in. That otherwise allopathic medicine will treat them as chronic conditions. And when you say chronic condition, it means it's a life condition that allopathy will say it will never leave you. For example, allopathy does not believe that diabetes can be reversed, blood pressure can be reversed. But naturopaths, they say it can be reversed. Well, it's a lifestyle condition. Change your lifestyle, then you will reverse the condition as well.
And I want to underline something, Dr. Mema. You keep on referring to the word lifestyle, and we'll come to that one a bit later.
Yes.
But I just want to quickly touch on the, as I was doing my research, because this is a new thing to me, though I listened to you talk some years ago, but now that I needed to understand it a bit more, I think the light opened up. Naturopathy also emphasizes the body's ability to heal itself.
Precisely.
And can you explain how this process works? Because I've heard that the body regenerates tissues, maybe without getting into detail. Let's talk about how God created the body to heal itself.
Yes. Remember, the body actually, that's a very important question you're asking as well, because the body, the way God designed the body, it is designed to heal itself. For example, I remember when we were boys, sometimes we would be cut by bottles because we did not wear shoes and all that. And those wounds will heal by themselves.
Yeah.
Without nothing applied or nothing really that is done. Because the body, immediately there's an injury, the body immediately charges its own immune system to go and attend to the injury. And that does not only happen to injuries, it also happens to infections, bacterial infections, viral infections. It happens to anything that disturbs the homeostasis of the body. So that's what basically happens. And a naturopath, what we will do, we want to bring the body to a state where it can fight for itself. So this is why, as a naturopath, you don't work with symptoms, but you work with the underlying cause. That's basically what happens. You work with the, for example, in our case, we have seen clients that will come here with diabetes, or maybe blood pressure. Then when I do my assessment, then I discover that actually this person does not have blood pressure, but this person's got a problem. Because the kidneys themselves, they actually regulate blood pressure. So you want to zoom, but if I was a medical doctor, I will give you medicine for blood pressure. But naturopath says, no, this is not a blood pressure issue, it's a kidney problem. So sort out the kidneys, the blood pressure will be fine. So that's the approach that a naturopath will typically use. So you want to find where is the underlying cause, what is leading to this symptom that everybody is able to see. So then we are going for that symptom. This is exactly why then it becomes difficult as a naturopath to deal with an emergency situation. Because in an emergency situation, you cannot wait for the body to build soldiers to fight in an emergency situation, because that process on its own, it takes time. So as a naturopath, you need to allow the body to continue to rebuild, to continue to regenerate. So that can take weeks, that can take months, that can take years sometimes before you get a state wherein the body says, now I'm ready to fight by myself. So that's basically what a naturopath does. So you don't deal with the symptom, you want the underlying cause. Now, the body is designed in such a way that it's got a military within itself. It's got a military. So that military, you've got infantry, you've got fighter jets, you have those ones in the ocean, you've got all such types of military that is in the body. So all you are doing in your case, you want to make sure that your military personnel is well nourished, is well fired up to do what it's supposed to do. Like, you cannot send soldiers to war without providing them food. So,
When they're
but
hungry and
unfortunately,
skinny.
when they are hungry, they get skinny and they can't function anymore. So as a naturopath, you want to make sure that these soldiers, they are regenerated, they are able to fight you. You give them the weaponry they need, you give them the armament they need, you give them the protection they need. And then when you do that, then they start getting to the mode of saying, now I am able to go and fight the what I'm seeing, the infection that I'm seeing in this body. So that's what, as a naturopath, you do. You take advantage of what the body can do for itself.
You know, Dr. Mema, as you are talking, I realize something. You in your profession, you actually take time to understand. Does it mean that within the space that you are in, you don't actually rush because you actually want to look at the cause? Because I'm always concerned that, the doctors seem to want to get rid of the symptoms. And I just love what you've just said to say you look at the cause effect. And for me, that's quite key and important because the ripple effect of not understanding the cause effect is that people end up with high medical bills. People end up reliant, and I'm not nullifying conventional medicine, but ultimately we need to be in a position where I don't find myself going back and forth until my body rejects the medicine. And maybe I'm just alluding to the fact that what's key and what's important is understanding the cause of why a person is suffering from what they are suffering from.
Precisely, precisely. Now, this is what makes all the difference. For example, in my case, as a naturopath, if I'm seeing you for the first time, you're coming for your first consultation, to my clinic. I will I allocate you to two to 3 hours, just with you only. So it is impossible for me to see more than four or five clients a day, for example. I can see more than four or five people a day, because everybody that comes, I need to take time. So I will do every investigation in that within that first consultation to try and get the underlying cause, because you can come to me and say, I've got a headache. My responsibility now is say, what is causing the headache? So I can't say, oh, take Panadol, then you'll be fine. That's what I can't do, because I know that Panadol is not going to solve the underlying problem. Panadol just eases the pain, but the underlying cause, because what you want to do as a naturopath is actually eradicate. You don't want to manage, you want to eradicate. So if you want to eradicate, you cannot be managing a symptom. You must go to where the problem is lying. So this is why now you'll find that I will spend maybe 2 to 3 hours with only one person. Only one person, because I will do all kinds of tests that I can do that are within my reach to make sure that we get to the bottom of the problem. And once we get there, then I will say to you, you have come for a headache, but your problem is the colon. Then you find, instead of treating the headache, I'm going to say, let's treat the colon. You see, and by addressing the colon, now the headache becomes relieved, because you want to go to where the problem is. So we don't focus on the symptoms at all. That's basically what happens in our case.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.